Proclamation number 8683, dated the November 24th, 1963. Effect of free will. Sudden death. Even world events proceed according to my divine will. Although human will is the driving force, I nevertheless knew people's will an eternity ago and direct the outcome according to my wisdom, so that, in the final analysis, everything can contribute towards the soul's perfection as long as they don't openly reject it. That is, deliberately strive downwards due to thorough association with my adversary. For every event can have positive as well as negative effects. Every event can be experienced by one person, i.e., his soul, as helpful, whereas for another it can be an obstacle towards higher development. Roman 1. However, know the outcome and therefore allow the human will its freedom. But the consequences have to be accepted by people again who seemingly had no part in it. Nevertheless they, too, have to suffer such strokes of fate in order to mature fully. Everything is known to me for eternity, and my plan of salvation was based on people's free will. And human will sometimes causes confusion on a huge scale, the consequences of which must be endured again by the human race. For as soon as divine order is ignored, chaos is the inevitable result, and people will subsequently have to suffer under this chaos. Yet it is a time of the end where almost no one lives in divine order anymore, where only a small part of humanity endeavors to live according to my divine will, while all others transgress the law of order, and thus a state of lawlessness is recognizable which results in lack of peace, hatred, hostile conflicts against each other and totally disorderly situations, in all sorts of miserable conditions. For calmness and peace cannot reign where spirits of darkness are evoked through actions adverse to God. There can be no happiness and no order where love does not exist, and love has grown cold among people. The Prince of Darkness incessantly impels people into acts of hatred and unkindness, and only ever greater misery can come out of it. Even if it is kept hidden from the general public, it will nevertheless be recognized by every person who still wants to abide by the laws of eternal order. However, I have also designated an end to this behavior by people, to their sinfulness, which is expressed by their activities, for soon the time will be fulfilled, and soon everyone will have to reveal their own attitude and justify himself for his innermost feeling, for the time will soon expire which was granted to my adversary and which he has truly used well. The eternal order will soon be established again as it was promised in word and scripture. Many shocking events will still take place before the end. People will be subjected to many rude awakenings and become conscious of the fact that every day could be the last, and good for him who lives his earthly life appropriately. Nevertheless, my messengers will always inform them of what the human race can still expect. Time and again my obvious activity will be pointed out to people, which could provide them with the evidence of a power which is in charge of everything, which directs everything according to its will, but without excluding people's will. Yet you humans can certainly take actions, in a good or a bad way, but the effects of your actions are determined by me, as I am aware of all people's will and therefore always protect those of good will, even if they are plunged into greatest anguish through human will. In that case, it will only be a blessing for their souls, and one day they will recognize my guidance and nevertheless be thankful to me for the arduous destiny imposed upon them. However, you should always bear in mind that I will never enslave the human being's will, that every person can think and want at his own discretion, but that every person must also accept the consequences of his will, that one day every person must give account of his will. regardless of the outcome of the implemented action. And my permissions are indeed justified, even if you are unable to understand this because you know that I am not lacking the power to stop another person from implementing his will. Roman 1. However, have a view over every person's progress of life. I know his maturity of soul and I know what can still serve him to raise the latter. I also want to confront every person with their own death, which no one can avoid when it approaches him. And if I merely achieve that, it reminds all people of the fact that they, too, can pass away at any minute. It is already an achievement for the individual person's soul. It is an approach by myself. It is my direct intervention in his thoughts, which he then will certainly be able to direct according to his will, but which can also lead him to the right path, because I leave no stone unturned in leading people onto the right path and because I alone know the right means in order to still achieve small successes, to gain a few souls before the end, which is not far away anymore. Amen.